Hello and welcome to the Music Corner Podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 19. This will probably be the last update on my YouTube channel that I'll do in a while. I don't want my podcast to become a YouTube topic podcast. I think I did two or three updates so far. What happened to my YouTube channel was a big deal to me personally. I worked very hard for it. I had it for about 10 years. I believe my first couple of videos were dated 2010. So when the whole thing went down, it was a big deal to me personally. A lot of the videos in there had a lot of sentimental personal value, mostly to me and my family. But like I said, I didn't want to turn my podcast into a YouTube topic podcast. But I did want to do an update. This is the third or fourth update, I think. Because my channel was deleted. It was first hacked on January the 5th. It was a Saturday. And then 3 weeks later, exactly 3 weeks later, it was... It was sold to a different user, and apparently that's what happened. And then the new user started making changes to my channel. First they changed my name, the channel name, and then they started dumping all these videos in there. The channel was monetized, so the purpose for this was, it was monetary gain. So they moved the YouTube channel to their AdSense account and try to get as much money out as possible. I already had like 336 videos in there and I was getting a good amount of views every day, every week, every month. And they increased that a lot because this hacker or the buyer who took over later had a lot of automation available to them, so they increased the number of subscribers tremendously, very quickly, and they generated lots of posts and lots of comments, and they were doing lives, even two lives at the same time, which I did not even know it was possible, and went from, I think my channel had 250,000 views before it was hacked, and then in the 3 days during which the new owner was messing with my channel after it was purchased, the channel went from 250,000 views to 1.5 million views. So that was a huge increase, and it was clearly all automated because the comments were so random and meaningless, and they would have nothing to do with the content being watched. So it was either purchased subscribers, you can do that on social media, it was either purchased subscribers and comments and views, or it was maybe generated, because if the new user, the new owner was a hacker themselves, then they're able to generate subscribers and users and comments and views and all that stuff. So that's what happened there. It was eventually deleted, and I don't know if it was deleted by YouTube or by the hacker. It's possible it was deleted by YouTube because of all the violations the user probably got. And as much as I tried to get help from YouTube, there was lots of communication, and I gotta give it to them. They were very good at communicating and talking to me via email mostly. But that was it. They just talked, but they didn't do anything about it. And so the purpose for this podcast is to let everybody know that I started a new channel about a week ago. And at first, the purpose for this new channel was not to download YouTube videos again like before, but it was just to let my friends know, my subscribers know, my previous subscribers know what had happened. And what I did, I did a video in which I explained everything that happened, and I posted it on Twitter. But I also went on the hacked channel while it was still active, and I went on every single post and I posted what has happened and a link to this video. And some of the videos, the new owner disabled the comments for to stop me from doing that. But then he was posting videos, new videos, so fast he didn't bother to close the comments. And of course, closing the comments would cause him to lower his revenue, because if you get more activity, then the YouTube algorithm pushes your video up in the search. So he did want a lot of comments in there, and so I was able to get in there again and posted lots of comments that this was my channel and it was hacked, and for my old subscribers to go watch this new video on the new channel that I made. So that's how I started with this new channel. And then when my YouTube channel was deleted about a week ago, I took a few days. I think I said this in my previous podcast, I'm not sure. I took a few days to think about where to go from there, and decided that I do want to share my musical journey. Whether I have, you know, 1500 subs or 150 subs, I still want to share it. And so I did. So I decided to keep this YouTube channel, the new one that I made, and use it to share my music journey like I did before. So I found some of my old friends on YouTube, and some of them helped me find my old subscribers, some of them. And in the last 3 days or so, 4 days, I think I started Thursday to really bring life to this new YouTube account. It's Monday now, so about 4 days, I went from, like, I don't know, 4 subscribers, 10 subscribers, which had initially subbed, to I think 75 this morning. So this is my new YouTube channel. You can find it by searching for my name on YouTube, Florentin Tisha. That's FLORENTINTISE. And you'll see my music stuff on YouTube. I have 2 music albums on YouTube Music. You'll see my piano album on there. You'll see my Best Melodies Ever Christmas Hymns and Carols album in there. But if you scroll down a little bit, you also see my channel, and you can click on it, and you're welcome to take a look if you want. Like I said, I won't talk a lot about my YouTube channel on here, because I don't want to turn this into a social media podcast topic. But I will talk about it from time to time. And right now I'm just posting a combination of new and old videos. And what I mean by that is I was able to save about 300 of my videos. I had 336 videos on my previous channel, which was a lot, I thought. And I was able to get in there one night and save about 300 of them, because I was afraid the channel would be deleted. So I stayed up and I made myself stay awake for like 15 hours, as hard as that was, because I kept thinking, you know, what if this guy deletes the channel tomorrow morning, or what if YouTube deletes the channel tomorrow morning. So I stayed up and I saved as much as I could, and sure enough, a day and a half later, the channel went poof. It wasn't there anymore. So I'm sure thankful that I made myself stay up and save all the videos that I liked. Some of them I won't repost, maybe, because they're old and low quality, you know, think of digital cameras 10 years ago. But they do have sentimental value to me, because that's me in those videos, and I like to keep them. So anyways, I was saying, for the next few weeks I'll be posting a combination of new material, fresh material, and some of the older videos that I had on there, some of the ones that had lots of views to begin with. And then in a few months, maybe a year or so, I will gradually switch to posting just new fresh material. But I do want to share some of the older videos that were dear to me and that were heavily watched by my subscribers. Some of them had 40, 50,000 views, 45,000 views or so. So I want to repost those for sure. Anyways, I think I'll stop here. Just want to do a quick update on my YouTube channel situation. If you want to look me up, if you want to contact me, the easiest way is my website, florentintiche.com. And there you can see different ways in which to get in touch with me. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Don't go to the old YouTube account that's linked to my website. I didn't get a chance to update it yet. But I am on YouTube and I'm reachable on all these platforms. There's also an email, I think, on my website, an email link if you want to contact me that way. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great, productive week. It's Monday. Let's go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.